Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on August 22nd, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of businesses as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. That's manhattanbeachchamber.com. Or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. And as you know, I love these kind of inside baseball shows on business. great topic. And who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Jim Schlager, James O'Callaghan, and Daryl Lippman. Jim Schlager, principal at Moss Adams, began his career as an entrepreneur helping families and business owners manage and coordinate their business's needs alongside their family's goals. His 25 years of experience and oversight in the field of personal and business financial planning includes integrating their investments, income tax, estate tax, insurance, real estate, philanthropy, and other critical aspects of their plan to ensure they're coordinating and in alignment with their goals. Jim is a former planning commissioner for the City of Manhattan Beach, a former board member of the Manhattan Country Club, and graduate of Leadership Manhattan Beach. His education includes a Bachelor of Science from Washington State University and a Master's of Science from the College for Financial Planning. Daryl Lippman, a returning guest, is a journalist with more than 20 years of experience in trade magazine publishing and content management. Daryl has been general manager, managing editor for Atlantic West Publishers, Inc., located in El Segundo since 2007. He oversees Atlantic West's portfolio of Chamber of Commerce directories, visitors' guides, and map projects throughout California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, James O'Callaghan is the president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber and contributor to the South Bay Show. He comes to Manhattan Beach from Venice Visitor, Venice's first destination marketing organization, at which he served as executive director. Previously, he served as director of visitor services for LA Inc. and the Los Angeles Convention and Visitors Bureau. As chamber president and CEO, James guides and oversees the board of directors, which is comprised of business leaders throughout the South Bay, as well as the chamber's 19 committees, which include special events, business development programs, and more. James holds a Bachelor of Science degree from Hofstra University and a Master's of Education from Columbia University. Now, today we're going to discuss the new quarterly business journal, which will debut next month, and other ways the chamber is promoting Manhattan Beach as a business destination. Jim, James, Daryl, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I think we have a caller. I think this might be Daryl.
No, actually, it's James.
Yes. also Daryl. Daryl, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Yes, you are. Thank you
Hello?
Very much for calling in.
Yeah.
And so let me start with you, though, James, because I want to take a step back and talk about where the chamber was with the, I think it was just the once annual, publication, the purpose of that, and then how now we're into an annual publication and now this quarterly journal that we're going to talk about. So can you give us the history of that, James?
Absolutely. Most chambers put together a business directory, and that's what we had when we started. And really, a business directory has varied purposes. But our business directory, like many others, was kind of like a phone book with a little information about the community. So, when you were looking for a locksmith or an accountant, you'd pull it out of your drawer if you remembered it was there, and it would have, just basic information about the community in it to help you find those people. Well, about almost 2 years ago now, we transitioned that to be more of a sales piece for the community, and it became a destination guide. So a lot more of the distribution takes place outside of the community now, looking to bring tourism and, incremental dollars into the community. So with that being said, we decided, to create a second publication that would focus on the business community here, some of the key issues surrounding it, some of the advocacy efforts being done on behalf of the businesses here in Tehachapi, and give that as a local piece to the community, and at the same time put those listings in that would allow people to find their local shops that they were looking for at the time.
I see. Okay. So the annual publication was available, I believe, earlier, and it's a beautiful publication. But this quarterly journal, now this is going to be for us locally, and it's going to be coming out what parts of the year?
You'll have one in the fall, one in the beginning of the year. You'll have one in the spring, and then we're trying to figure out the exact dates of those, but it'll be basically once a quarter. And then the annual destination guide will complement that as well.
Right. Daryl, we have talked before, and we had a great conversation that show. Wonderful. Give us an idea from your firm's perspective on these quarterly journals, and are there many chambers that do them?
We do have a handful of Chamber of Commerce, including Manhattan Beach now, that is looking towards these quarterly publications to address different issues as well as to complement the issues that are addressed in the destination guide that Manhattan Beach has. This is more professional services focused in the quarterlies and can cover a lot of different topics that may not be able to be addressed in a yearly destination guide.
Mm-hmm.
So we're preparing this debut issue, which is going to be coming out just probably after Labor Day, shaping up very nicely. We're just about in the proofing stage, and I think everybody will really like it.
Right. It sounds like for us in the community, it sounds like a great current focused publication that we can turn to, and we'll have current information. And also, James, will this have listings of new members that have joined in the last quarter, for instance?
At this first edition, we won't have new listings in it. We will have listings in it of most of the businesses in the community. But we're looking more to highlight how business is being impacted by decisions being made in Manhattan Beach than highlighting our successes individually.
I see. Okay. Now, Jim Schlager, I want to come to you. You're a principal at Moss Adams, and I understand you're going to be featured in this first quarterly journal.
Apparently.
Tell us a little bit about the experience as a business of being featured and how you think that will impact businesses in general in the community as they are featured and included.
Well, as James alluded to, I think one of the primary goals of the publication is to really provide the community, the members of our community, the business owners of our community, the families, et cetera, with a more depthly insight into the folks that work, live, breathe, and are our community. You know, if I reflect back on, you know, where social media has taken us and the, I think, misnomer that print is dead, I look at South Bay Magazine, for example, and we as a family look forward to getting that publication, you know, every couple of months. It's a hallmark, you know, within the South Bay. It sits on our table. It's read. But the reason it is because it really dives into the people who live in our community and our community and make up our community. I think that's what this publication, the Chamber, is going to be putting out, will also do. I think it will take some time, but eventually will be an integral part of bringing our community together and really spelling out or giving our community a sense of who it is that is helping us grow our community.
Can you tell us a little bit about your company, Moss Adams?
Yeah, well, Moss Adams, in, you know, itself is the 10th largest accounting firm in the country. We're a West Coast, primarily a West Coast accounting firm that's based up in Seattle, which is where I'm from originally, and owned a wealth management firm, almost like a family office, up in Seattle. Ended up selling part of that firm to Moss Adams, the accounting firm, in August of 2000, which is what brought me down to Manhattan Beach. I had never been here. I rented a house on Crest and 34th and, you know, did so just from the standpoint that it was easy to get to the airport and get back to Seattle and up to San Francisco, where we have another office. A couple of years later, you know, I just fell in love with this community, having spent a tremendous amount of time here, and ended up, you know, we built a house in the sand section and decided to stay. Moss Adams, which bought the company eventually, the whole thing, in 2006, it became Moss Adams Wealth Advisors. So the reason for, you know, an investment firm, wealth management firm, you know, being bought by an accounting firm was simply because typically the primary advisor sitting around the table with a family or a business owner are the accountant and the wealth advisor. And so in this respect, you know, one hand knew what the other hand was doing by meshing the accounting with the wealth management. So we provide a very comprehensive wealth management platform in which families and families who own a business can pick and choose the services that they will need based on where they are in their family's life cycle or the business life cycle.
I see. And you know... you know, Jim, that happens often. People move here and then they never leave.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you can. You know, coming from Seattle, where, you know, it was like Chinese water torture. You know, it's just, you know, it just dripped on you. You know, I was there when it rained more than 90 days straight, which is, I think, a world record. So, you know, taking off my shoes and, you know, putting my toes in the sand, that's all it took. You know?
Yeah.
And
Yeah, it's a nice place to live. We love talking about that.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Daryl, I want to talk. I mean, today we want to highlight the Quarterly Journal and its impact, its future impact on the community and what it can become. Give us an idea of the different sections that will be in the Quarterly Journal initially, and perhaps even what some of that are planned that are not in the first edition.
Sure, we have a content lineup that includes articles such as the let's look at Manhattan Beach in the year 2020 and how that's going to look a few years from now. The cover feature, of course, on Jim Schlager's company, Moss Adams, and then an article on the best of Manhattan awards, businesses that have been lauded in the community, and then there's also an article on retail site selection. Among other elements of the book, we'll have a sponsor page. And a sort of a member index, like Jim was mentioning, with the members being listed with their company name, web address, and contact information, phone number, basically, to present us a little business magazine that should be very, very useful and handy.
In terms of the number of pages, how many pages is it going to be? I'm just getting a sense of the size and the feel.
Yeah, I believe it's about approximately 20 pages or so at this point. They're still currently finalizing the layout, but it's about a 20-page magazine.
Okay, so that's not that
compared,
heavy.
You know, compared
I mean,
to
it's, go on, please.
No, I'm saying compared to the annual Destination Guide, which is, of course, a larger publication of 64 pages or so.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so it's going to be very comfortable to carry around or be a little bit more accessible. It's obviously going to be a little bit more current. The Destination Guide isn't going to be that current in terms of the articles. This is going to be every quarter, so it can address
right.
Quite timely issues, yeah.
Exactly.
This is for you, James. I just want to know, do you plan on covering more timely issues? I know the 2020 plan is in this initial inaugural guide, but it's the Business Journal.
Yeah.
What are some of the things you hope for the future?
Well, to give some insight on the MB 2020 article, it actually is a very timely article because it goes and speaks a lot to one of the major issues that's in front of Manhattan Beach right now. As many listeners probably know, the interim zoning ordinance was put in effect for a year to basically allow the city the opportunity to plan and address what they want the city to look like 5-10 years from now. So that's kind of where the article came from, is talking to a lot of the decisions we make today will affect everything in the future as far as Manhattan Beach goes. So those are the types of things we'll be looking to highlight. It's impossible to say today what those articles will be because we do want them to be very timely and very, be very involved with what's going on. The next edition we are looking at will highlight a lot of different business areas and how they can prepare for the upcoming year. Because it will be coming out at the beginning of the year, and you know some of the things you need to know as you build your business.
Okay, all right, great, good. We are in that period where lots of businesses are sort of reviewing either their tax base for the year, they're reviewing their approach to the holiday season. Which is, huge retail season coming up. Is there some aspect of this quarterly business journal that will help businesses in the coming season, given that it's a big retail buying season?
This issue is mostly focusing on what is one of the main issues right now, and that's one of the biggest outcries in the community is how do we address the change in downtown, which has become, and at our mall for that matter, both issues have really become of major importance. So it's not going to help them individually with building sales or anything like that. It's helping them address how to fit into the future of Manhattan Beach more. So it's more of a global issue than, say, a sales promotion issue.
I see.
James, for any listeners that are not familiar with what you were just talking about, you want to expand on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Downtown right now is going through, we're we're working with the Downtown Business Association and the city to really develop a, well, there's a difference between a strategic and a specific plan. I won't bore you with the two. A strategic plan is basically just a wish list of things that you can put on paper and hope to happen at some point in time. A specific plan really is a legislative document which is, has teeth to it and kind of forces the hand of the city in the long run with investment in certain infrastructure, zoning changes, and things of that nature. So we're working with the city to figure out how to implement those plans and how to actually even develop them in the first place, what's important for that, what you know the residents want to see, what the business owners need, and trying to mesh somewhere in between the two of those. And then the second aspect we were talking about with the mall, you know, as you can see throughout the South Bay, all of the major commerce districts are going through some major revitalization, whether it be Del Amo, whether it be The Point and El Segundo Plaza. And Manhattan Village has been struggling to work a little bit closer with the city to finalize their plans and move forward with a project that would make them competitive with those two individual projects that are going on right now.
And don't forget Fennercal and the harbor, all of that.
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely in the pipeline and coming soon. So.
And AES, you're right. It's all happening at the same time.
And the problem with, you know, every community, it's not just ours, is sometimes when voices get heard, it's the minority that doesn't necessarily completely understand the global impact of some of their decisions and complaints. So we're trying to help educate the community as much as we are work with the business community. So, you know, these articles that will go out there, and we've written a lot for the paper in the past and online and gone and spoken, is really more to just show that, you know, a large portion of the city's budget comes from business taxes, business licenses, and some people don't understand what the impact has on those. The mall in particular is a great example. 33% of the city's tax take comes from that corner alone, right there on Rosecrans and Sepulveda. And if we don't protect
really?
It today
wow.
with all the major, yeah, with, well, all of the sales tax, 33% of the sales tax, not 33% of the property tax, but if we don't protect today the asset that we have and prepare it for the future, you know, you're going to see second-tier tenants go in there. You're going to see sales drop. It won't be the regional draw that it is today. Nobody's saying that the mall project is perfect. Nobody's saying that the residents' ideas are crazy. But it's how do you bring the two together to make a solid investment for the future of our community?
Mm-hmm. That's a huge impact, 33% of sales tax revenue.
I think this is going to generate even more gray hair. No, he's right. It's happening across, well, everywhere, but specifically here in the South Bay. We're dealing, almost every city is dealing with the same issues.
There isn't a major commercial district in the South Bay that isn't going through some a major transition.
Yeah.
Not a single one.
Yep.
And it's all happening at the same time. And AES, oh my goodness, that could not be more chaotic and amazing. What's going on with that?
Yeah. We've got our work cut out for us.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to know, Jim, how does all of this affect you as a business?
Great question. You know, in respect to what the services, the wealth management services that we provide, I tell you what, you know, I would probably not have my business in Manhattan Beach if it were not for the extremely highly successful people, families, businesses that are located here in the South Bay, right? And so it's everything about Manhattan Beach, the community, the relationships within the community, the businesses, the services,
The chamber.
Yes, yes. The look, the feel that makes the South Bay, Manhattan Beach, a melting pot for very successful people, which is you know why we're here, right? Because the people of Manhattan Beach have been. For years and years and years, the area that we focus on in terms of the services we provide. If it were not for all of those things, we would not be located here. Mm-hmm. Is that a good answer in that, respect
yeah.
to what you were looking for?
Yes. No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I mean, because the mall is not going to impact. You know, or downtown is not going to impact us from the standpoint the families are still going to be here, but in at least in the short term. But if and when that mall gets done, you know, I think everything has a action reaction impact. You know, we have great schools here because of the families that live here. And because of the commitment that mom and dad have to their kids and EF and the teachers that want to work here are phenomenal. But if it were not for the businesses, you know, the revitalization efforts, you know, that could have a negative impact on people wanting to be here, right? So everything kind of, you know, has a action-reaction effect to it. And I think that, you know, we're also in a very unique time from an economic standpoint, which we have an opportunity, for example, to, you know, I know the developer is looking at, you know, developing this property in this time frame because rates are really low and, you know, the cost of capital and doing this project is a lot less than, you know, if rates rise 5%. Make sense? You know, so they would obviously like to move forward. Manhattan Beach, you know, we had a grand plan that was done quite some time ago. It did not get implemented to a greater extent because, you know, 2008 hit. And was put on the back burner, but you know it could be, and it's a great time for Manhattan Beach to consider those things, given the fact the cost of capital to revitalize Jocelyn Center and the parks, et cetera, is a whole lot less than it's going to be down the road.
Right. Yes, James.
Sorry. Just to piggyback on what Jim's saying is, you know, when we looked at a lot of the key business districts here in the community, you know, yes, the downturn impacted them tremendously and didn't allow them to invest how they should have properly. And the city's made commitments long-term for a lot of the services we have here in the city, such as, you know, we have one of the strongest older adult programs probably in the nation, actually. The services they offer are complementary. Our streets are definitely a lot better than the city of L.A. We have upcoming infrastructure issues with stormwater improvement and lighting and undergrounding and all of that of electrical. And there's really no long-term plan for how to finance those issues other than saying that we're going to see a 3% growth in all of these different business sectors. So long-term, if we don't do these types of investments, either services get cut or things just aren't the same. You don't receive the exact same quality of service. So, you know, each city has to look at it. Manhattan Beach has the residents in Manhattan Beach have about $1 billion buying power, and only about $450 million of that, which is a huge number, don't get me wrong, is captured within the city of Manhattan Beach. So about $550 million leaks out of this community every year into other surrounding communities. Not saying we can capture all of that with any of these improvements, but any portion of that you capture only continues to help grow the services offered here.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. You know, I don't know if this is the right metaphor, but you know, if you go in the ocean, you got all these different fish, and you, let's say, for example, take all the sharks out of the ocean, it has a huge impact on the environmental, you know, of everything else within that ocean. The same thing happens here. You know, if we don't do something, for example, take advantage of where we are in the economic cycle and continue to look forward and continue to move up, if you will, or revitalize the community and all the different services, you know, that has a direct impact on our ability for, you know, continuing to retain highly successful families, continue to, retain and grow our businesses, you know, provide the education, continue to provide, you know, the best retirement type of services, et cetera.
That's a very good analogy. I like that analogy. and timely. Shark Week.
That's true. Wasn't Sharknado 2 just released yesterday, or they had their premiere?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, we need to do a sponsor thing here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. We're talking about the Manhattan Beach Chamber Business Journal, and that innovation from the Chamber of Commerce, and you're welcome to join us in the conversation. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288 if you have a comment or question. We also at this time would like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
British Choice is a professional cleaning service operating out of El Segundo and serving the greater South Bay area. Owner Jacqueline Fortune, originally from London, England, hence the name, launched her company right here in the South Bay in 1986. The business is a family affair, with Jacqueline and other family members working alongside and overseeing the staff. Now, I've been using their service for years, and what I like about British Choice is that a large crew shows up, anywhere from 5 to 9 people, and cleans my entire house in about an hour. How much time they spend obviously depends on the size of your home, but the point is they work quickly and efficiently. Now, many times I'll have something that needs particular attention, and because of the size of their team, they're able to handle any special needs. They work around your schedule and are extremely efficient. The prices are very reasonable, and they go the extra mile to keep your home sparkling. They also service businesses as well as homes, and many local real estate agents use their services for rental and sale properties. British Choice is an established South Bay business, licensed and bonded. Call 310-676-9053 for a free consultation. British Choice is the right choice for all your cleaning needs.
All right. There you go. We are – okay, so Daryl, I want to go back to you and talk about the publication. The dates are set. It's going to be coming out shortly. One of the things we didn't talk about today is your organization and the impact that your partnership has had with the Chamber, which you know, has been great. We did have a conversation about that. Just tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys do.
Sure. We're Atlantic West Publishers. We are a company of Atlantic Communications Group, which is based back east in near Philadelphia. We've been doing Chamber of Commerce visitor guide directories and other such publications since 2007 with Atlantic West, but the Atlantic Communications Group has been doing such publications since, I believe, 1988. So we've been helping chambers publish their directories for quite some time now, and have a lot of great chambers that we work with, including Manhattan Beach. It's just nice to see these publications come out, whether it's a quarterly or a destination guide like Manhattan Beach is, from the beginning to when it's actually in your hand and you're looking at it. We also provide the online digital version of each publication that we do, so that people can visit the publication in that way as well. So it's uh, it's a nice business, and it's great to be a part of Manhattan Beach's chamber as well.
Some of working with Daryl, you know, about 2 years ago when I first came to the community, Daryl and I sat down and kind of came up with long-term goals for what we wanted our publications to be. And I had talked with a number of other publishers, and I have to tell you, I mean, Daryl probably thought we were insane with where we wanted to go, because it was completely flying in the face of pretty much everything we had done. But him and his team have been nothing but phenomenal. I mean, we have designed pieces that I would put up against some of the most professional pieces ever done. So.
I appreciate that, Jim.
I know that I commented to you, James, and also directly to Daryl, the quality of the destination guide it stands up with some of the highest gloss, highest, you know, sort of I want to say production value magazines that exist. The quality is just amazing, and certainly the layout and so forth is really very professional. It's represents Manhattan Beach very, very. And thank you. Thank you for that. So,
James, sorry to interrupt. James, the publication is going out to 7,000 South Bay business owners, correct?
It's going out partially to business owners and partially to residents. And then quarterly, we'll hit...
Partially to business and partially to residents?
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
So businesses and families?
Yes. It will, by the end of the year when we do all of the quarterly publications, it will have hit each address at least once, probably twice. And then it'll also make them aware that it'll be a digital copy, and we're hoping to grow the number of copies we can print as well to get everybody a copy of it quarterly.
Okay.
We are at that time now, James, where we're gonna review whatever announcements you have and what announcements are coming up. And before we get to that, we also have a sponsor for that segment. Jackie, who's our sponsor for the CEO Corner?
The Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by Shade Manhattan Beach, a luxury boutique hotel located in the heart of downtown Manhattan Beach. Shade provides a unique seaside experience. With its stylish decor, casual beach vibe, personal service, and attention to detail, Shade offers a distinctive destination to relax and unwind. Guests will enjoy handcrafted cocktails and award-winning cuisine by Chef Chris Gorasic at Shade Zinc Lounge. Boutique shopping, fine dining, a vibrant nightlife, and an array of beach-centric activities are just a short stroll away. This unique venue also hosts business functions, weddings, and other special events within the signature courtyard on Zinc Terrace and atop the sky deck. There's a reason Condé Nast Traveler listed Shade as the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. It's cooler in Shade. For additional information and to make reservations, visit the website at www.shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995. Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach.
Yes.
Boy, I love that slogan, by the way.
It's
cooler in the
shade.
Did Mike Fisher come up with that or what?
Oh, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Yeah, that's really great.
They have that printed on their T-shirts, all the people that work at the hotel. It's cool in the shade. Yep.
Yeah. Very good. James, do you have some announcements or upcoming chamber events?
Yeah, a couple of brief events coming up. One thing that's ongoing, and last week we talked about it at length, have the backyard barbecue raffle going on, basically highlighting some of the great businesses here in the South Bay. We have one lucky winner will get to have a barbecue with 6 pounds of meat from Grow. They will also receive, I'm not sure the quantity of beer, but they'll have a little bit of beer at their backyard barbecue as well. They'll have $1,000 worth of rentals that they could use from Cora Events, and they will also have 4 hours worth of DJ services from Vox DJs. So no better way to, you know, spend the end of your summer than to have a nice little party for you and your friends. You can purchase tickets online at ManhattanBeachChamber.com. Additionally, we have upcoming September 17th, we'll have our quarterly networking event. That will be done in conjunction with Page's Bookstore downtown and with Guarantee Escrow. So we look forward to having people out for that. And then coming in the fall, we're having our Best in Manhattan Awards for the second time. And voting is currently open for that, so I encourage everybody to go out and vote for one of the companies in each of the seven categories. And, you know, right now it's a pretty close race in a couple of them, so the more votes they get, the better it'll be.
All right.
And where can people go to vote for that?
They can also go to the Chamber website, ManhattanBeachChamber.com.
All right. Best of Manhattan Beach. And then, of course, this backyard barbecue. This is a classic, event and a classic revenue generator. I hope that it's very successful on that score, because it's so exciting to be able to have a really good party at the, you know, when at the end of the year, the kids are going back to school. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and James, you have to make sure that we all get we score our invitations.
I didn't fill that in, so we may have to be nice to the people.
Okay. we'll have them on the show, Joe.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
The winner.
Yeah.
We'll give the winner special treatment.
extra special treatment.
Daryl, I just want to give you an opportunity to tell us anything you'd like to tell us about the things that you do. We really love what you do as an organization and how you've supported the Chamber and worked with the Chamber and such an excellent organization. And we talked a little bit in that previous show about the issue of just managing the data, collecting the data, making sure that all the names are mm-hmm. right and all the phone numbers are right. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's the fun part. The proofing process is interesting because, you know, we put everything together. The designers put the book together, the magazine, I'm sorry. And, you know, first it goes through an internal proofing process, and we try and catch it as much as we can. And the Chamber, of course, looks at a proof and catches the things that they're more adept at catching. And when it reaches that finished product, I'll say, for example, the cover of this debut issue looks so nice at this point, and we've tweaked it to a point where I think people will be really, really impressed on how it sets the tone for the whole book itself. Keep saying book, that's the term we use when we're assembling a publication. Everything about it just is going to look really nice, I think. People are going to be very, very, very pleased with it.
Mm-hmm. We are so thrilled. We can't wait. It's going to be exciting. It's going to add, I think, a lot of, just a platform for the Manhattan Beach Chamber and whoever the featured business is, and it's going to be a great publication to have every quarter.
Well, you know something? In this day and age with social media and Angie's List and stuff, I think it's great that we have it's like a personal publication for the people in your neighborhood that you can turn to. You know, you can keep it, you know, with your, well, I don't even know if anybody uses phone books anymore, but you keep it someplace. So the next time, as somebody mentioned, you need a locksmith or you need a new accountant or something like that, and you have it at your fingertips. You know, that's pretty handy.
No question. I love picking up the magazine and the South Bay magazine, for example, and continuing to go through the past articles or it just gives me a much more sense of, you know, understanding the community. You know, going online is great, but you know, I still like flipping the pages and looking at the pictures and reading and relaxing. I think it's great.
Now, Daryl, did you have a point that you wanted to make?
Oh no, I was just going to mention that there is, you know, for, even for the people who are really oriented towards the social media, with the online version of it, that's where they'll go to see that. They're not one to pick up the publication and hold it in their hands, but there's that,
right.
Yeah, there's that both versions for those, so that everybody is has the option of doing what they like and how they're reading today.
Daryl, do other local cities in the South Bay have that?
Do you mean for every publication we do, the quarterlies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the quarterly publication? Manhattan Beach is one of the first ones we're really doing here on our West Coast. We have a few back east. They're doing chambers that are doing quarterly publications, but Manhattan Beach is one of the ones in the south, in this area of Southern California, that we're now doing.
And I just wanted to point out one of the things behind all of the communication tools we've added over the past couple of years, we're less about promotion of the chamber and more about giving a voice to the business community. Because it's one of those things.
Absolutely.
You know, Manhattan Beach has so much to offer, and sometimes it gets lost how much, you know, the business community actually helps make that possible. And we as a chamber, you know, 2, 5, 6, 10 years ago, did not do a very good job of giving the business community a voice and giving them a platform. So these, you know, the radio shows, the journal, the destination guide, all of those were meant as a new way, a new avenue to give the business community that voice and a platform to really help highlight the things they do here.
Mm-hmm. That is why we're here, right, James?
Yeah.
That's why the chamber exists, and why we're doing Manhattan Beach 360 every Friday at 8 a.m. Jim, I would love for you to give us one more sort of real big overview and maybe contact information for Moss Adams Wealth Advisors South
mm-hmm.
Bay.
You bet.
Okay.
You bet. So, you know, going back to, you know, when we first moved here and getting in this community, you know, the first thing that we did, or I thought, was, you know, I've got to get to know this community. And so I'm going to give a plug to Leadership Manhattan Beach, first of all. I thought that was the greatest program to go through and experience and meet all the folks that I met, as well as learn a little bit about, you know, the municipalities and the water district and the fire department, et cetera, and then conclude with putting the event together at the end that culminated in what we did over at Bruce's Beach. And then subsequently, being appointed to the City Planning Commissioner for 3 years. You know, that Leadership Manhattan Beach and Planning Commissioner really gave me a sense of what this community was all about, and the people and how much they cared about this community was just amazing. From there, you know, my wife and I had kids, and so I began to coach my kids in all the different sports and continue to do so and met the families. Up until that point, we did not have an office here in Manhattan Beach. But there came a point in my career that it became natural to say, look, you know, from a balanced life perspective, from the fact that I know this community, I know the people, I know the business owners, I know all the families, you know, these are our clients. Let's open up an office here. And I just saw a huge need. You know that there are financial advisors and accountants out there, attorneys, et cetera, and some really great professionals in the community that provide those services. But I still saw a gap. You know, I saw a gap in so far as when a family or a business goes to a financial advisor or they go to an accountant or an attorney, they're not necessarily integrating all the different aspects. The advisor is not necessarily talking to the accountant or the legal or the insurance or the real estate or et cetera. And we do all that. All, you know, so I can sit down with a business owner and go through their returns and their business plans and, you know, their strategic plan. And at the same time, I can go through their personal financial plan, you know, and look at their personal returns and so and integrate all of those things into really a comprehensive plan. So one hand knows what the other hand is doing. And in a nutshell, that's what it's all about, is so that when a business owner makes a decision, there's always a reaction, right? It's going to impact something. And so by really understanding the client, the business, the family, and what, before they make those decisions, once, you know, we know what basically the reactions of those decisions are going to be, and therefore clients, the business owner, the families can make just much better informed decisions before they make those decisions. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
Hey, Joe.
Yes.
Jim is the core events of finance. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
We are. And, you know, if we got, I don't know, how many, a couple thousand accountants, something like that, and I work with even some non-Los Adams accountants here in town, Michael Allman, Jeff Bremer, you know, a number of them, attorneys, Denise Guzman, Chris Carrico, Bruce McDonald, Marty Davis. I mean, there's a number of attorneys, you know, I think it's just providing that comprehensiveness is what I think has resonated with all the people, families that are clients here in Manhattan Beach of Moss Adams.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What contact information would you like to give? Phone numbers, websites?
The email is jim.schlager, S-C-H-L-A-G-E-R, at mossadams.com, mossadams.com, jim.schlager at mossadams.com. The phone number is 310-295-3733. And the office is on Parkview Avenue. And thankfully, only a couple of miles from my house. Which is such a beautiful thing. But I got to tell you, because it's a couple of, you know, miles from my house, you know, I'm able to walk the streets of Manhattan Beach and really know this community and the people in this community. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. You know, clients want to know that you know them and understand them and where they're at in their particular situation in their life cycle. And that's what Manhattan Beach is all about.
Right.
We hear this all the time, right, Joe?
It's a huge deal. I mean, if someone wants a long-term relationship with a wealth advisor, they want to know that this person has some knowledge of where they live and where they work and play, and you're right here. You're right here in the South Bay. You can't ask for more, and that's great. That's good.
Yeah, once you drop in, you never want to leave.
That's right.
Right. There you go.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, you know, if it were not for the state income tax and the 405 traffic, we certainly would be able to call this nirvana.
Right.
but if you live here and you work here and you never have to leave the bubble, who cares about the 405, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Daryl, thank you so much for everything you do. We're looking forward to the Manhattan Beach Chamber Business Journal coming out. Can you give your contact information for those other communities or chambers that might like to do something in the quarterly journal arena?
Sure. You can find us on the web at Atlantic for us. That's Atlantic, the number 4US.com. And my direct line here at the company is 310-297-6940.
Okay. All right. That's
Joe, yeah. I have an announcement.
Yes.
Okay. As of yesterday, James, you have a new chamber member.
Well, I heard. Absolutely. Congratulations for being our newest.
Yes. I joined the Manhattan Beach Chamber yesterday.
Yeah.
And I have to
All
tell
right.
you now, I have been doing what I'm doing now for 3 years. I just had both anniversaries, both for the show and my website. Mm-hmm. And every single, because the website is South Bay by Jackie, mm-hmm. every single chamber in the South Bay has asked me to join them. And no, and right from the get-go, I said thank you, but I'm not joining any chambers because then I'd have to join every other chamber. Right?
Yeah.
I can't play favorites or anything, right?
Right.
But I have to tell you something. In learning what the chamber does for their members, I've decided to go with this because I really believe that the Manhattan Chamber can do good stuff for my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and quite honestly, when the phone calls start and they say, oh, well, you join them, why don't you join us? I don't live in Manhattan Beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to say, well, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is the yardstick.
Okay.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. And every service we continue to add is solely with the businesses in mind. Some of the services we've removed, we've gotten a lot of flack for, but when you look at it, we're trying to create a package of services that for the businesses make sense for, I mean, having a platform like a radio show, like a video that we created for the city of Manhattan Beach, these journals and whatnot, everything was geared to promote or help you get the services you need as a business owner as well. So I appreciate that, Jackie.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it.
We are all in. All in the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
150%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Daryl Lipman. Thank you so much for joining
thank
us
you.
Today. It's been a pleasure. And
my
Jim
pleasure.
Slaker, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Great. It's been great. And James O'Callaghan, President, CEO. Is it President and CEO or just CEO?
Some days it feels like, you know, dog catcher, but yes, it's President and CEO.
President and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, thank you for joining us. It's been a great show, and we really appreciate you all. We will be back on the air on Tuesday, and Tuesday at 7 a.m., and we look forward to that as well. Any final thoughts, James?
I really just want to thank both of our Jim today for being on. Jim has been, I've been here now 2 years, and Jim has shown just an utmost dedication to this community in every aspect. He listed a few of the things he's done, but that's not even half of what he's done for this community. And, you know, just having him be part of, you know, our South Bay Business Leaders Summit last year with Debbie Goldberg helping lead that charge, helped take that whole event and concept and a new direction to help, you know, businesses grow. So I want to thank you for that. And Daryl, I mean, without you, I probably would still be pulling my hair out. The last 2 years have been probably the longest 2 years of my life. But at the same time, I think we've made some great progress here in the community.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great partnerships make for great accomplishments.
Absolutely.
And, of course, I have to thank my partner. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.